Hey guys, I'm gonna go back with this video when I was real young. Jerry Papa was there. Jerry Papa came around. They were doing this stuff. They would go into record stores. Back then, they sold records and albums and stuff like that. They would go back in to the store, and one guy would wear extra large pants. And I don't know if you remember that rubber thing that used to go around the books and then hook together and hold the books together. They would sew that inside the pants to hold it tight to you. So they could pull it and it would open up way up. And they would put the albums in there, snap it closed, it's tight, loose shirt, and he would get out. But you needed to do it with a team. One guy would watch out for the security. Alley boy, my Gumbada, wore the big pants, was a bigger guy with the belt and the whole nine yards. Then there's a guy who would stack the albums. He would know the hot albums, what was selling. And he would go to the rack first and take five of these, five of those, so that the cameras and whoever was there, you would notice him. And he put them in one spot constantly until he got anywhere between 20 and 25 albums. And then he would walk away. So even if they were watching him, he really did nothing and he was gone. Alley boy would come over, grab the stack, open his pants, prop it in, close it up, and he would walk out with it. Jerry Papa would drive the car. When they got to the car, they would drop them in the trunk. And if the store was a big store, they'd come back in and hit them again and again. And one guy would watch for security. The guy who watched for the security didn't come in. They weren't using him no more. My Gumbada Alley boy told me, Jerry Papa told Sammy, you want to be part of the security? You just watch. If you see anything, because you're in the distance, they'll be in between Alley boy and you. You'll see them watching him. You'll give Alley boy a signal. He'll put the fucking albums back in the case and walk out. They can't do anything. If something goes sour, don't do nothing crazy. Take the pinch. It's shoplifting. It's not a big deal. Don't bring it to any other level. So I said, yeah. I did it in a few stores. We went out. We did it for a whole day. We got a couple of hundred albums. They knew where all the stores were that were selling records and albums. There was a place, Goodies, record stores. They owned 20, 30 stores all over the state. And they would buy them. So we went there, Papa had the connection. All day would take all the albums at a real discounted rate, probably less than half price. I think it was half price of what he pays. After we did it a while, we went out again. This was easy. So we went into this big department store. There was a big record department. And Papa was in the car. My Gumbada Alley boy was on the side. I was way in the corner watching. The guy took the records. I watched him. Didn't look like anybody was looking at him or doing anything. And he stacked them up. He walked away. As he was walking out the doors, my Gumbada took the records and put them in. He made the hit. I saw guys talking to each other, seemed a little strange. And then the one guy turned around and pointed right at my Gumbada. Their security, their store security. They whip out a walkie-talkie, and there's going to be a bunch of them. My Gumbada is going to get pinched. I'm really not happy about it. But there's nothing I could do. Alley Boy starts walking towards the doors. And a guy yells to him. My Gumbada turns around. The guy is almost on him. The guy grabs him. My Gumbada whacks him with the back of his hand. Boom. And starts running. Three or four guys come running out. One guy grabs him by his ankles. He flops on the floor. The records are coming out. And not only is he arrested, they're kicking him, punching him, all kinds of shit. Twisting his arms. And he seems to be struggling and fighting back a little bit. I couldn't take it. I ran over and I started punching. The first guy, I give him a kick in his fucking face and we're fine. They turned to me and I started throwing punches. My Gumbada got to his feet and we dropped these guys. Like, even on the way out, when one guy was down and we could have gone, I kicked him right in the face again. That's for hitting him where I was down. And we ran out. We got out. The guy who set him up and went out, he didn't just go and get in his car. He stood near the door. He watched the whole fucking thing. He ran to the car and told Papa, we better take off. Sammy and Alley Boy are fucking fighting with them all. We got back to the car and we took off. Papa didn't leave us. He stayed. We jumped in the car and left. Papa started screaming at me. The fuck did you do, bro? I told you, it's a shoplifting thing. If we get caught now, it's not only, forget about shoplifting. We have the whole car flooded with fucking albums. And it's assault. It's all kinds of charges we get hit with. Yeah, well, they were hitting him. They had him down and they were hitting him and kicking him and twisting him around. I couldn't watch it. I watched it for a minute, maybe. I couldn't watch it. My Gumbada left. Alley Boy. Hey, Jerry, what the fuck, bro? That's exactly what they were doing to me. And Sammy did what he did. I don't give a fuck. Well, then fuck it. Then both of you will be replaced. Now fuck you in this job. We'll do something else. We'll go on a stick up like fucking men. I ain't sticking fucking things in my pants. Shoplifting. Fuck that. I don't even want to do it no more. We had this little argument. Later on, we made up. But me and my Gumbada Alley Boy, we were out. We were going to do our own thing. So, these are things that we did. We try to do this record thing again on our own. We decided we don't need a guy driving the car. What about a guy watching us? I mean, I could set the records up. I'm too small to put fucking 25, 50 albums in my stomach. He's a much bigger guy. So he says, well, you'll set him up. I'll stick him in my pants and we'll walk out together. What if they spot us? They start laughing. We'll do to them like we did to them other guys. I says, all right, that was my Gumbada Alley. But I said, all right, but I said, no, let's not do this, bro. We're going to go to jail for sure for fucking albums. Let's do something a little bigger, a little something more important than doing this. That's when we went into trunking and doing so many other things. We did the phones. I did a video on that. We did them, robbing them all over the fucking place. And then we went to Puerto Rico. I think you guys heard that story. So I'm not going to say it again. But I just felt like saying my Gumbada Alley, sorry. you all know he passed away. Not only do I think about him, and I smile, and I laugh, I miss him. I just felt like talking about him again today. I hope you love him like I love him. I hope you miss him like I miss him. So if you liked this video, and you like my Gumbada Alley Boy, press like and subscribe. Adios, bro. And keep the albums out of your pants.